This is your Press TV News in Brief. The head of the UN cultural agency UNESCO slams ISIL terrorist group for destroying historical sites in Syria and Iraq. Irina Bokova said ISIL is engaged in the most brutal and systematic destruction of ancient sites since World War II. Another Egyptian political detainee has died in jail, bringing to 13 the number of people who've lost their lives in custody this month alone. 37-year-old Ahmed Hamed was pronounced dead at a police station in the capital, Cairo. Hamed's family members have attributed his death to torture. Israeli media have revealed that Tel Aviv had three separate plans to attack Iran over the past few years. Former Minister of Military Affairs Ehud Barak and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had pushed to bomb Iran's nuclear facilities, but their plans were blocked because of opposition from other officials. Bahraini anti-government protesters have held rallies in several villages to condemn the continued detention of political activists, including the leader of the Al-Wafaq Society, Sheikh Ali Salman. Manama has been cracking down on dissent since the beginning of a popular uprising in early 2011. The Palestinian Islamic Jihad has rejected Tel Aviv's allegations that the resistance group was behind Thursday's rocket attack against Israel. Islamic Jihad spokesman said Israel fabricates such, quote, lies to justify its attacks against the Palestinian group and its leaders. Iran's Defense Minister Brigadier General Hossein Dehghan has stressed that no power can stop the country from continuing to boost its military defense capabilities. Dehghan also warned that the supporting Israel in its crimes against Palestinians will lead to insecurity across the region. A 68-year-old military veteran from the U.S. state of New Jersey has shot and killed a guard at an immigration court building in the city of New York. The assailant then killed himself shortly after the shooting. The motive for the attack remains unknown. The price of oil in the U.S. has plunged below $40 a barrel for the first time since 2009. Oil experts say the drop is partly because of a report that manufacturing activities in China recently tumbled to their lowest level in more than 6 years.